From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Early voting begins today for a City of Atlanta Council seat. The Council 3 seat was left vacant after the death of Ivory Lee Young Jr. last November. Voters will decide between Byron Amos and Antonio Brown, the top two vote-getters in last month's special election. Amos won 23% of that vote in the nine-candidate field, while Brown earned 19%. Residents can verify their voting eligibility and find polling locations at the Secretary of State's website. The special runoff election that will take place April 16th. The first ever Augusta National Women's Amateur Golf Tournament ended this weekend with Wake Forest senior Jennifer Kupcho coming out on top. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
A champion's finish as Jennifer Kupcho is the first winner.
Kupcho bested 71 other golfers to win the event. This is the first time women have competed at Augusta National Golf Course, which had a longtime ban on membership for women. Kupcho spoke about making history during the trophy presentation.
It's just great to be able to do that and get the first win after I hit the first tee shot of the tournament. It's a feeling I can't describe.
Augusta National will now turn to hosting the Masters Tournament, which begins later this week. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Former Columbus Mayor Teresa Tomlinson is the first candidate to throw her hat into the ring to challenge Republican Senator David Perdue. She launched an exploratory committee for the 2020 election on Friday. GPB's Robert Jimison reports.
The first woman to serve as mayor in Georgia's second largest city, Tomlinson has been considering a bid for Senate since the end of her second term as mayor in 2018.
I happen to be very adept at resolving dysfunction, solving the unsolvable, and it seems like the United States Senate is in desperate need of those skills.
Her announcement came with one caveat. Tomlinson says that if Stacey Abrams decides to run for the Senate seat, she will exit the race and put her support behind the former gubernatorial nominee. Tomlinson says she is filing now despite potentially not running to start fundraising without violating campaign finance laws. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.
The Atlanta Braves defeated the Miami Marlins yesterday by a score of 4-3. Dansby Swanson drove in the winning run in the bottom of the ninth to give Atlanta their fifth win over the last six games. The Braves now travel to Colorado to begin a three-game series with the Rockies tonight. The first pitch is set for 8:40 p.m. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That's where we're streaming as well.